chapter of the laws of divorce, which contains 24 halachas, the first 9 of which deal with the credibility of the wife's claim that she was divorced. Halacha 10 deals with a disputed marriage. Halachas 11 through 14 deal with credibility of agent. Halacha 15 deals with credibility of wife's claim that her husband is dead. Halachas 16 through 23 deal with if the witnesses are eligible to testify concerning the husband's death, which witnesses are eligible, and the last halacha deals with procedure when husband had 2 wives. The Rambam begins as follows. Isha Shabava Amar, a woman who comes and says, Eshes Isha Yisi, I was a married woman, Vagushani, and now I am a divorcee. Namena Shid believed Shapesha Asa Hua Pesha Hitte. Because we have a general rule in the Gemara that the mouth that made her forbidden is the mouth that made her permitted. Because without her knowledge, we wouldn't have known she was ever married in the first place. Husika Eshasi Shuba Vamagashani Baili. If not that it was on her own say, but if we knew it was presumed and it was known that she was a married woman and she comes and says, my husband divorced me. Eina Namenis Lahat Atzma Shuksh. So she's not believed to make herself permitted for anyone to marry. However, by her saying this, she has made herself ineligible to ever marry a Kohen. Because a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Gushan. She said on herself that she is a Gushan. If her husband dies, we're apprehensive of that which he said, she's a divorcee, and so therefore we don't let the brother of the dead husband be miyavim, rather she needs chlitza. If she had 2 witnesses that she was a divorcee, although there's no get around, so then we say, on the outset, she could go and remarry. If she takes out a get from under her hand and says, my husband divorced me with this, she's believed and she could use this to remarry. Although the document was not confirmed, as we have explained previously. The Ravid argues on this last halach of the Rambam and holds that she's not believed until she's mekayim the get, she validates the chsimas of the get with their signatures, and the Rambam had explained his position concerning this previously in Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Dalet. Halacha Gimel, Ba Bal Ve'ira, if the husband comes and challenges the validity of the get, Im Amalei Nesativ La El Anofim Meni Motza Esei Einanem. If he says, I never gave her the get, but not that he denies that he wrote it, rather he says that it fell out of my hand and she found it, he's not believed, because he admitted that he had written the get, and she's the one who's showing that she has the get. So we don't believe that he dropped it. However, if the husband says that he admits that he wrote it, but the document, the get, was written on a condition, which we had explained in previous program exactly what conditions apply to getting, because in Haya, or else if he says that it was merely placed in her custody, may Elam like a Saftiv, or he says, I never wrote it, Mezuyafu, or he says it was forged, Shiskayim Bechesnov, so then it has to be validated with the signatures, Ebedim Mesira, or with witnesses who testify of it giving over, Kamesha Beyond, as we have explained in previous program. Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, and Vimli Niskayim, and if we do not validate the Chsimas, Einu Megreshes Lias Meteres Lacherim, she is not believed to be permitted to marry other people. Avol Posla Nafsha Mikuna, however, by her show producing the get, like we said in the first halacha, she has made herself forbidden to Kain. Because with her mouth saying that she is a gusha, she made herself like a piece of, we find this lashon a lot of times in Gemara, a piece of forbidden food. Chaticha shalissa. And like I explained to Rambam previously, that the Eidim Mesira are believed, because even if they would just say that she was divorced with in front of us without us seeing her get, they'd also be believed. Halacha dal. Bo hi ubaila. She comes together with her husband. He emeskesh tani vavigiti. She says that you divorced me, but I lost my get. Vu amalega ashticha. And he says, I never divorced you. Avol pisha huchsika ishte. Although we know that they were married, harezu namenes. Nevertheless, we say she is believed. Why? Chazaka ein isha meizel panav b'fnei baila. We have a presumption that a woman would not act so brazenly to lie in front of her husband's face. So if they came together, then we'd say she's believed. Amar Baal, the husband says, Gerashti asishti. I divorced my wife, Einan Naman, we don't believe him. V'cheshen l'dvar v'siyah safek negrashis. However, we are apprehensive a little of his words, so that his wife is considered in a state of suffic gerishin. Afilu heidalei shagisha, and even if the wife admits that he divorced her, einan naman, when he's not believed, shem yiskaven lekalkula e beget batal gerisha v'hi ein yedas, because we're afraid maybe his intention was just to mess up her status, or perhaps he divorced her without her knowledge, with a get, which we had explained previously, the difference by a get bottle or a get puzzle with a null or void get. And it might be that the reason a shema says panabay mepnesha huma mina vihi eni yadas, these words in the bracket, shema says panabay mepnesha mina vihi eni yadas, and a lot of Rambams aren't around. So Rambam is just saying maybe it was done with a get bottle, and she does not know the extent of the issa. And the Rambam is trying to explain, therefore we tell him, if you're both saying the truth that you're divorced, you're both around, so divorce her again in front of us. The reason the Rambam has to come on to these reasonings is because in the previous halacha, halacha dalet, he had said that a woman would not be made as panah b'fnei baila, and she's believed when she says, he divorced me. So why over here isn't she believed? So over here we say one thing is because the husband's also saying the same thing over here. So being the husband is a supporting her contention, so therefore she might be brazen enough to lie. The other over there, the husband was going contradicting. So we say if it's not true, she wouldn't say it. And also over here, maybe the Rambam is using another reason that maybe she couldn't know if it was a get bottle or not. Halachavav. Shnayim Eimim, two witnesses say Niskasha, she was divorced. Shnayim Eimim, Lein Niskasha, two say she was not divorced. Afilu Abal Eimed, V'hi Eimeres LeGerashtani, even if the husband is standing by and she says to him, you divorced me. Harezu B'cheskes Eishas Ishkamur, so she is in the status assumed to be a complete Eishas Ish, Waimet Neisha Eidim Seimchon Neisha, because being she has two witnesses who are supporting her claim, so therefore she'll be brazen enough to lie in front of her husband. If she goes and remarries without getting another good get, she has to leave a second husband, Vavlad Mamza, and the child would be a Mamza. The Rambam says in Halacha Zayin, when does this halacha apply? When the two witnesses who say she was divorced says she was divorced now, we tell her, if it's true that you divorced now, produce your get. If the witnesses say she was divorced many days ago, it's possible we could say that she lost the get. V'hel v'hi emeres gushani bevadeh. And being she's claiming that she's for sure divorced, Ushnei Eidim Eidin Law, and two witnesses are testifying on her behalf. Av Apisha Shnei Machishim Esam, even though two other witnesses are going against them and saying she was not divorced, and Nisus Me'achad Leider Lei Teitzi, if she married one of the two witnesses who said that she's divorced, she does not have to leave the second husband. Why? Shehiu Baila. Because her and her husband know, for sure know, that she is permitted to remarry. And we assume that they would not impair and mess up their own status. So being the witness, if he's testifying that she's divorced, it must be she was divorced, and therefore he's ready to marry her. Avlan nisus la'acher. However, if she went and remarried another person who does not have a certain, complete knowledge to be certain if she was divorced or not, hail v'davat esavik, being it's a doubt by him, because one witness says one way, one says another way, chenim ama en yedas. And also another case, that if she says that she does not know, so then we say, and she has two witnesses that say she was divorced, two say she was not divorced. So then we say, afilu nisas lechem eder, even if she marries one of her witnesses, harei zu teitzei, then she has to leave her second husband a witness, avlad sofek mamzer, and the offspring is a doubt of a mamzer. Amushnaim, if two witnesses say, reinu shenisgasha, we saw that she was divorced, shenaim leirinu, and two say we did not see, not that they deny that she was divorced, they say we did not see the action. Imayikum shurim b'chotza achas, if they were all dwelling in one courtyard, harezu leitinase, so then we say she should not get married, because Rashi explains in Ksubas, because in order that we should stop rumors, because people would say that if it's true she was divorced, everyone in the courtyard should have known about Femnesis, if she got married on the testimony of the two witnesses, but he said to you, she does not have to leave her second husband, Vavlad Kosher, and the offspring is okay, Shabnei Adam Asun Lagash Bitsina, because we have explained previously it's possible that people are accustomed to divorce in secrecy, and therefore not everyone in the courtyard might know about it. If you have a case of a woman who we did not know that she was married, and one witness comes and says that she was married and now she's divorced, and another one witness comes and says she was not divorced. So then we say, so then you have two witnesses who are both testifying that she was a married woman at one status. And only one is testifying that she's divorced. And the words of one mean nothing in the place of two. And therefore she should not remarry. If she remarries, she has to leave her second husband. Although one of them is who's testifying she was married is the same one who's testifying she's divorced, that makes no difference. And regarding the laws of Kedushin, the Mefarshim explained that the halacha would not be so, because both of them are testifying that she was a penuya before she got married. The case by Kedushin was by a case of Eid Echadom and Mekudeshes. One says Mekudeshes and one says Ein Mekudeshes. So it says she should not get married, and if she got married, lay Seitzu. Why? Because before, they're both testifying that at one time she was a Pnuya, just a Shailas if she was Mekudeshes. Here, they're both testifying that she was a Eishes Ish at one time. Therefore, in Nisus Teitzu. Aloha Yud. Isha, if you have a case that follows, Isha Ushnei Anashim Shabam Medina Saches, you have a case of a woman who, with two men who come from a different country. This one says that this is my wife and this is my slave. The woman is my wife, the other man is my slave. And the other man says, this is my wife and this is my slave. Isha Meir Shnei Mavdi. And the woman says that both my servants are able to test the call, so then we say she's permitted to marry any man at all. Although both those men are saying that she is a Eshashish, a married woman, being they're both testifying on their own, to their own advantage, so we say neither of them is believed. On the previous case that we differentiate between Kedushin and Gerushin, the Ravid also brings down and says that there is such a difference. Halacha Yud Aleph. If you have a case as follows, Shliach Kabbalah Shehetzi Get Mitachas Yod. If you have a receiving agent from the woman's side who produces a get, and the husband says it's forged, so then it should be validated with its signatures, or with Edim Mitzira, or with witnesses who testify of it giving over, commission beyond, as we have previously explained. Amar Baal. The husband says that because in the Satavai, I just gave it to him as that he should guard it as a Pekadin in his custody. Vashliacham legeshim nasnuli, and the shliach says he gave it to me to divorce his wife. Vashliach nemun, so then we say the shliach is believed. Why? Because the Gemara Gittin explains that the husband trusted him when he gave the get over to him. And even the Gemara over there explains that even if the husband, the shliach, and the wife were in one city, we don't say that if the husband wanted to give it to him for geishin, he would have given it to the wife directly. No, maybe he didn't want to give it to the wife directly. So if the shliach says that he gave it to me for divorce, he's believed. Same halacha applies if the woman produces the get, and she says that this and this agent gave it to me. It's true, I gave it to a geish nasnuli, and it was given to me for the purpose of divorce. I only gave it to him as a pikadon to watch. The shliach is believed, and she's divorced. Now, the reason why the Rambam has to explain the second case, it seems for sure, in the first case when the shliach has it, he's believed. Over here, when the woman has it, for sure she should be, he's believed. So it's explained that you might think to say that the only time you say the shliach's believed is when the get's in his hand. But, so the Rambam's telling you that being she could return it to his hand, the woman, and he'll give it back, so it's as if it's still in his hand, so therefore we say he's believed. And it's based on Beis Shmuel in Hilchos Aven Ezer. Halacha Yud Beis. Avad get, if the get got lost, afal pi shabalei legeishin nesat of the shliach, although the husband says, I gave it to the shliach for a purpose of divorce, or shliach eimen nesat of la, and the shliach says, I gave it over to the woman, I raised the suffix megeresh, so in this case, it is a suffix geishin. It would seem from the Rambam that he's speaking over here by a case of a shliach le'loch, not a shliach le'kabbalah, like he was speaking aloch yidalf, because by a shliach le'kabbalah, the woman doesn't have to receive the get as soon as it got to the shliach's hand. So it's speaking by a shliach le'loch. So if the shliach says, I gave it to, it's a suffix gerishin, because a suffix is if we say the chazak of shliach es shechusei, shechuseka es shish, because we know that she was at one time a married woman. Ve'en kanela eidach rubal. And you only have over here one witness who's saying that she was divorced and the husband. Even if the woman says, and in front of me that my husband gave it to the shliach for a divorce, and the shliach gave it to me, being the husband and the agent are supporting her claim, maybe she'll be brazen to lie in front of her husband, and really she wasn't of a divorce. Therefore, it's a suffocation. Shliach Kabbalah. Now he goes back to a case of Shliach Kabbalah. Shekibul get li'isha, that accepted a get for a woman, v'sholcholah b'fnei shnei edim, and he sent it to her in the presence of two witnesses, v'giyah get li'yada, and the get reached her hand, v'netlasay, and she took hold of it, v'arei get yetz mitachas yada, and she's producing the get from her hand. And although she does not know if it was sent to her by her husband or by a receiving agent or by her husband's agent, she's divorced, as we have previously explained, that because she has the get anyways. And similar case he explained in the Halach Yud Aleph. Ba'abal v'irish le'kos, if the husband comes and contests the get and says he did not write it, Oshu get batul, or if the husband says that it is a null and void get, iskayim b'chetzon, it should be validated with its signatures. She'i edim e'idim she'get she'nasun le'yetzim tachas yad shluche she'yadu ki yada. Because the witnesses are there to testify that the get was given to her came from the hand of her own agent, which is equivalent to her own hand. He's speaking again with a case of shliach kabbalah. V'afal pi shehi ein yadas, and although she does not know this, harei edim yadu, the witnesses know about it. V'imlei niskayim ein migreshes, and if the get was not validated and verified, she is not divorced. Halacha tesvav, misha husaka esha sish. If you have a case of a woman who was presumed to be a married woman, and she went together with her husband to a different country for over the water. V'shalom beinu lebeino v'shalom be'elam, and there was peace between them. They weren't fighting, and there was peace in the world above. Amra, and she comes and says, she returns and says, my husband died in a menace. We trusted v'sinose tisyabim, and she could remarry, or if there was a brother and she didn't have any children, she performs yibum. Why chazaka she'ein mekalkelas atzma? We have a chazaka presumption that a woman would not mess things up for herself. Being if her husband was really alive and he'd come back, she'd have to go out on both of them. V'se'asa atzma al-bayi rishon v'al-zeh, and she'd make herself a bin to both husbands. Tasik subasa mizeh mizeh, and she'd end up losing her ksuba from both husbands. Ulias b'nei mamzerim, and the offspring would be mamzerim b'davar asur l'galus l'kol, and something that everyone would find out about. V'e'ef shelahachish v'lei litein taina, she'im v'chai sefer lover e'yavadah shelchai. The Rambam is telling us that it's a matter in which neither denial or argument is possible, because if the husband's living, eventually he'll show up. The Hayid Lo Shemesh. The same law applies if one witness comes and testifies that her husband died, Tinas Al Piv, she could get married on his word, Shadavas the Galus, because the thing will be found out and revealed. Afilu Eved Aisha Shivcha. Even a slave, a woman, or a maidservant are all believed to testify. The aid me p aid, and one witness from another witness is believed. Me p evid, me p shivcha, me p krevev. Even if he heard it from the mouth of a shivcha, or from a bondwoman, from a relative, and one of them may explain it to Nasa Isha that this person died and his wife could remarry. More she could perform yibum on their testimony. Now the Rambam in Halachat HaZayin continues that everyone is believed to say this testimony that the husband died, chutz mi'chamish nashim shechazkasun sein ezuzu, except five women that are known to dislike one another, shein midezuzu b'misus b'ayil, that cannot testify one for the other concerning a husband's death. Shem yischad n'lasulav adayin hukayim, because maybe the intention is that although the husband's really alive, they want to make the wife forbidden to her husband. Ve'elohim, these are them. Chameisa, her mother-in-law, or Bas Chameisa, and her mother-in-law's daughter. Ve'tzurasa, her co-wife. Ve'yivimta, her sister-in-law, Bas Baila, and the daughter of her husband. Afilu goya masich lefitumei, even if you have a case of a heathen, a non-Jew who's speaking not for purposes of testimony, rather he's saying a story and we assume that he's saying the truth, which in halacha you find a lot of times in Masichta Fituma that he's just speaking regularly. So from his words you hear that the husband died, we believe in Nemenu Masin Alpiv, he's trusted and you could marry off the wife on his mouth. Kamesh's brothers will be explained in Miskavim Lahayid Ein Nemen. However, if his purpose, his intention was to offer testimony, then he's not believed. Chein apostel ba'aveir min ater, same halacha applies with one who's disqualified as a witness by reason of transgression against the Torah, that in ba'al ha'ei b'isha shemeis ba'ala, if he comes to testify for a woman that her husband died, ein enamin, he is not believed. Why? Then the Rambam says, however, if he was not coming to say testimony, but rather he was saying a story according to the innocence of his mind, he's believed, he's no worse than a non-Jew. However, if you have a case of not that he was posel min ha'Torah, rather that he was posel to testify according to an enactment of the scribes, then he would be believed even to come and say testimony. The difference between a case of someone who's chayiv min ha'Torah or midrabbanan would be, for example, the Mefarshim explained that somebody who's chayiv min ha'Torah speaking by somebody who's chayiv malchus flogging from the Torah. For example, he ate nevelas carcasses, or he was machal, he profaned yamtiv, or he lent money with ribbis. And the case, so those people are suspected to lie. So if they come to say this testimony, they're not believed. Someone who was chayiv midrabbanan, for example, he ate basa he ate the basar eif, chicken together with chalav, or he was mechal yom tov sheni of Golias, or he was he transgressed the issa of gezel of stealing midavreim, not like ribbis, rather africhayena, people who play, who fly pigeon coops and who play with dice, which is considered avek gezel. So then those people are even kosher to come and be made. If you have a case of one witness who comes forth and testifies that her husband died, and on the strength of his testimony we permitted her to get married, and then another one witness comes and contests that which contradicts the first witness and says he did not die, so then she does not go out of her status of being permitted to marry, and she can marry. Because we have a law concerning a woman's marital status, that one witness has the same weight as the testimony of, as two witnesses would have in other cases. So this first witness that said she could get married is like two witnesses, and therefore the one witness who comes later on is not believed to go contradict two witnesses. If you have both of these two witnesses coming forth at the same time, this one says Zayim Emes, this one says the husband died Zayim Emes, and the other one says not a Ish Emes Emes, or if you have a case of two women testifying, one saying he died and one says he did not, I raise it like Tanasi, then she should not get married. Nisa's teitzi, and if she got married, she has to leave her second husband. Neshi suffik, because it is a case of a suffik if the husband died or not. And the Gemara says in Ksubis that somebody who the second husband who would have relations with her is a case of a suffik karis. Nisa's la'ed shehed lo v'hi emeres barli shemes. And if she gets married to the witness who testified on her behalf that her husband died, and she says she's certain that my husband died, then we say she does not have to leave her husband. If two witnesses come and say he did not die, although she got married to, let's say, to the witness who testified for it, she has to leave him. Exactly what it means, barli shemes, that when the woman says, I'm sure my husband died, is a machlekes. Rashi learns in Ksubis that barli, that I'm certain that if my husband was around, he would have come. Iran says, no, that barli means that I know, I saw that he died. And it seems the Mefarshim say that the Rambam holds like the Ran holds. Medva mamurim, when does this halach apply, that if even if she got married, she has to go out? That this one witness who on whose strength of his testimony she remarried carries the same weight as the two witnesses who come now and contradict him. Gain shal nisus al pi ish, that for example she got married according to one man's testimony, and then two people come and say he did not die. And being we said one is believed like two, so then it's like two against two. She got married on a woman's testimony, on her own testimony, and then two women came, or two psulim midivreim, or two people who apostle la'edas midivrei seifim, and said le'meis. He did not say. Le'edachad kasher amemeis. However, what happens if you have, that means witnesses of the same caliber, but what happens if you have one kasher witness who says he died? The nashim rabbe seimis le'meis. And a lot of women say she did not die, he did not die, and really Nashim should not, by other Edis are not believed. So you have people who are apostle Edis, and assuming probably it means Psulim Edivreim, which he explained at the beginning of the Halacha. Reza Kemechza Mechza, then it's considered like half on half. And if she would get married to one of her witnesses, V'hiya Emeres Vade Meis, and she says that I'm certain that he died, then she would not have to get married. So by the case of Mechzal, Mechzal, the Mefarshim explained that if they come at one time, she could not get married. And if she'd get married, she has to leave her husband. However, if the woman came after the one witness made her permitted to get married, So then she never goes out of her first status of being permitted to get married, because the first one is believed like two, and the ones who come and argue against it are only like one witness. Halacha chafal, ishemes meis. If you have a case of a female witness who says he died, a hisham meis bali, or she says my husband died, vachkach bo eidachu kashvam lemeis. And then a kosher witness comes and says he did not die. A reizul to nasi, then she should not get married. And nisa states it, and if she gets married, she has to leave her husband. Because over here, you didn't have one kosher witness who was considered like two to say that she could get married. Ishe meres leimes. If a woman says one woman says he did not die, they nashamemes meis, and two women say he did die. A reizul to nasi. She could get married, even if the woman, it seems, even if the woman who says he did not die came first. And also the same halacha would apply if 10 women say he did not die, and the 11 say he did die, she could get married, because that which we say generally by testimony, that two are considered to have the same strength as 100, that only applies by kosher edim. However, when you're dealing with edim psulim that are only believed by gittin, then we say by testimony for isha, we say heilachacha rav ben lahakel ben lahachme. You go after the majority, whether it's more lenient by following them or more stringent. Halacha chaf gimel shnei edim meimim meis. If you have a case of two witnesses saying he died, shnei meimim lemeis. And two say, did not die. Probably we're speaking by kosher witnesses. Harezu leitz nasi, she should not get married. And Mises teitzi, if she got married, she has to leave her husband. Nei, she suffered because it is a doubt. And Mises la'achem meideres. Meideres, she got married to one of her witnesses. V'hi emeres barli shemes, and she says, I am certain that he died. And like Rashi had learned that if he was here, he would have come. Harezu leitzi, then we say she does not have to leave the husband. The reasoning being probably the same as he had said in Halacha Zayin, by if the get was lost and it's two witnesses and she marries one of her witnesses, because her and her husband know the truth and they wouldn't want to go mess it up for themselves. So therefore, if she gets married to one of her witnesses, leitetzi. Last Halacha in this perek, mi sheyesh shtei nashim, a man who has two wives, uba achas men vama, and one of them comes and says, meis baili, my husband died, hareza tenasa al pi atzma, so she could get married on her own testimony. So we're saying that the woman is believed to testify for herself. However, it's her also, so her co-wife is forbidden to be married, because one of the five women who cannot testify is a co-wife. Filani says, even if this woman who says that her husband died when and we married first, we don't say, that if her husband really didn't die, that maybe we should say that her co-wife could also get married, because if her husband didn't get married, she wouldn't have gone and remarried, because then she's going to make herself forbidden to her husband. So the reason we don't say that is because Shema Misinasa B'tzirasa Reitzehi Sheyasa Shtei Nalav. Because it's possible, because of her dislike to her co-wife, she's willing that they should both be forbidden on the husband, as long as the second wife will also be forbidden. Zaysimis, if one of the women say meis baili, my husband died, with Sarasa Machesha says Vemes Lemes, and the co-wife contests and says he did not die, like Hareza Tinasi, she could get married. The first one who says he died, why? Kishem Shainum Idila Latir Kachin Yachola Laisa. Because when we say that a co-wife cannot say testimony, that means just like she cannot testify to make her permitted, so she cannot testify to make her forbidden. Zaysimis Mace. If one of the co-wives says he died, and the other one says the Tzosam in the Herig, and the co-wife says that he was killed, being they both agree that he's no longer alive, so then they could both get married based on their own testimony. And that which we say that a woman's ready to make herself forbidden, as long as her co-wife should be forbidden, the Gemara in Yevamah stuff, Kufchav brings down, like we find by Shimshon, that he said Thomas Nashim Plishtim, that as long as the Plishtim would die, he was ready that he should also die. So over here, she's ready to make herself forbidden as long as her co-wife will also be forbidden. The one sefer mitzvah today is the positive mitzvah 240, where the Rambam says he should sivanu b'din ha'hever. This is what the Torah has commanded us concerning the laws of a beast which destroys crops. And it says in the Chumash in Shemayis and Sadeh Mishpatim 22:4 that if a man caused a field or a vineyard to be eaten, and the regulations of this law are explained in the second and in it says Chamishi Mikama, the fifth chapter. It's probably the sixth chapter of Kama by Akenis, and in the fifth chapter of Masechtas Gittin. In other guesses it says the sixth chapter of Kama. And it's based on the Chumash and Mishpatim and the Rambam in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon Perek Aleph Gimel.